morning, sunshine.
What would you like for breakfast?
Jelly beans.
I want jelly beans.
That's too much sugar.
I like jelly beans.
Have you ever considered not eating that for breakfast?
Put some in my coffee just to give it a little tang.
The caffeine and the sugar would help us stay awake.
Yeah, that's a sugar rush.
I love caffeine and
sugar in your coffee.
Happy National Jelly Bean Day.
It's showtime.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
Ah, yes, we do. Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning, buddy.
Producer Danny, what's up?
Good morning.
Monroe.
John.
Favorite jelly belly, jelly bean. What
popcorn.
Flavor?
Gourmet popcorn.
You're wrong.
Man.
Danny.
Butter popcorn.
Popcorn. Popcorn, you're wrong as well.
Popcorn.
Jackson.
I like the blue ones that Jelly Belly released not too long ago.
Blue ones?
Yeah.
Is the flavor blue?
You better believe it is.
Okay.
Listen, what do you want? I don't know the name of the flavor. It's just the blue one.
Blueberry?
I'm sure it is. Or blue raspberry, which, by the way, is not a real thing.
So there's that
no
as
such
well.
Thing as a blue raspberry, folks.
I've told the story before. We just played Bean Boozled. And the way they've gotten some of these disgusting flavors to taste exactly like they claim to be, like throw up or eggs or whatever. Who tastes that and says, you know what this needs? A little more of...
A little more grass.
Like, because someone keeps trying these flavors.
Nope.
What a terrible job, right?
That is a terrible job.
That's how I feel about the whole thing.
Heroes, John.
Heroes do it. Jackson, if you noticed, I brought the vacuum.
I noticed. I don't know what you're thinking.
Well,
it's
that day.
Is today the day?
It's the day.
Oh.
It's Flowy Thursday!
Yay! Oh, I've been waiting for this for so
it's
long.
Glorious.
Are we going to do it? Oh, my gosh.
7:50 this morning. Jackson, you...
I,
me,
alone,
Flo-y.
Just me,
no,
I will try to take a whack at the Flo-bee.
I want you to know that I watched a bunch of instructional videos last night.
He didn't watch any.
I bet he did.
I was going
I'll let you take a crack at just the back. Just the back.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't do that myself.
Because you can't see it.
That's fine.
If you touch the top of my head, though.
No, don't worry about it.
Touch the top of my head.
It's a trust fall,
so
Jackson.
This is where we're resorting to, folks. This is where America is. This is the current state of affairs. This is my state of the union, and it's bad. I'm going to use a Flo-bee.
If you don't know what a Flo-bee is, a Flo-bee gets attached to a vacuum, and then it turns on the scissors within and will cut one's hair.
Cuts as it... You know,
yeah.
It's actually just to be completely honest with you, it's a knockoff Flo-bee brand.
Oh, it's not even not selling this, John.
Oh, before I agreed to anything, I just realized that
it's RoboCup.
Oh,
yeah, RoboCut.
RoboCut.
Yeah, not cup. RoboCup. RoboCup
is a completely different episode, ladies and gentlemen.
So, yeah. It's going to work just the same. I'm very excited. So 7:50 this
Robo
morning,
cut, man.
We're going to do that. And if that's not enough of a pocket full of sunshine for you.
Robo cut.
I'm going to keep reminding you for the next 2 hours. You're not allowed to touch the top of my head.
Yeah, no.
Just the back.
Hey, trust me.
You'll be blindfolded. It'll be great.
No, I won't.
It's fine.
He can't cut my hair blindfolded.
What do you got, Monroe?
So now through May 5th. McDonald's is stepping up in a big way. They are offering free thank you meals for first responders and healthcare workers.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah, take a listen.
Hold on.
Maybe.
Here's what happened. I was ready, but then I was looking at my vacuum and I wasn't paying attention to the story. So here you go.
After billions and billions, these are the most important meals we've ever served. Through May 5th, we'll be feeding first responders and healthcare workers thank you meals for free. It's our honor to serve you.
So instead of happy meals, they're thank you meals.
That's cute. That's way cute.
Yeah.
Also, who's the guy that voiced that commercial?
It was me. That's my baritone.
I can really use him.
That's how I
sound. Man, wouldn't you like to just listen to him tell a story at night? You're just oh, yeah, everything's going to be fine.
What I do is I go, before walking in, I always try to go like, okay, how nasally and high-pitched can you sound? And then that's the show I do here. But when I do other voiceover work, that's actually how I
sound. Oh, so smooth.
Yeah, I sound like this.
You can't even pretend
like
to do it.
Murderer.
The Flo-bee.
If I heard that voice at night, I would...
That wasn't bad, honestly.
You kept getting there. You gotta sit in the back.
Flo-bee gonna get you.
Am I breathy enough? Hey.
No, not nearly breathy enough.
Hey, good looking.
No. Wow, you lost it. You almost had it, and then you just went right off the cliff.
Story of my life. So yesterday we had a screenshot of Monroe from our YouTube channel, and we posted it up on Instagram.
My favorite people right now.
At Mix 105.1 Utah. And it's just this moment of Monroe, and it's a look of, I don't know, annoyance, confusion. You could take it in so many different ways.
And it probably had nothing to do with anything we were talking about. I mean, I guarantee that just some weird thing popped into my head. Mm-hmm. Like, man, maybe I should try.
Did I have the gas on?
Yeah. One of my favorite captions was when schools are being reopened, because it's a very similar face to I had when I found out I had to go back to the schools to pick up my children's stuff. And it's on days.
I know. Is this gonna be like showing up at your ex-boyfriend's house and he's just gonna have a box of stuff and doesn't want to see you or talk to you? Like, all right, it's on the porch.
And I'm gonna have to kind of walk over and be like, all right, I'll be back tomorrow for first grade now.
Why did they not just do it alphabetically by last name?
You have to return. There's a bunch of different spots. You have to go return the kids' library books. You have to go grab the earthquake pack. You have to go get the other stuff from the classrooms. But they're going each day by grade, which means I have to go back to the school for this awkward dance.
That's ridiculous.
Right?
Do it alphabetically by last name so families can all get there together.
So, Monroe, I had the same face is what I'm trying to tell you. And go to Instagram, caption it, Mix 105.1 Utah, as we get to know FOMO. Fun stuff to do while we're all quarantined.
Oh, yeah. I've been finding some cool stuff, some fun ideas to do. Like, did you know there is such a thing called the Sofa Singers?
What is that?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. It is an Instagram live online choir, and you can join it.
Wait, so anyone can join in?
Anyone can join. So they do a bunch of like different live sessions and Zoom calls and stuff. It's an online choir.
I like this idea more than I feel like
right?
I should.
It's the Sofa Singers. Anybody can do it. You can just sign up. I'm a soprano, you know?
So then they get together and they do shows?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I'm going over on Instagram right now.
Yeah, just Google the Sofa Singers.
Sofa Singers. There's Sofa Sounds. Who knew there were so many different sofa beginners there? Okay, Sofa Singers. Well, I have followed them.
Yeah, pretty cute. Mm-hmm. Explore.com is actually a really cool site. I've talked about this before, where you can go and you can watch a watering hole in Africa and see all the different animals that come. So one of the other things that they also have is the Northern Lights.
Huh. It is one of my things that I've always wanted to see.
I know. I've always wanted to watch it. Yeah, so you can watch the Northern Lights.
That's cool.
At explore.com, which is pretty cool. Yeah. And it's kind of Earth Week, so.
That's right.
Yeah, you could use that as a little bit of a lesson. That's kind of cool.
By the way, yesterday was Earth Day, so Jackson posting his photo of himself on the bike riding
around. Look at me. We get it, Jackson. You're vegan, okay?
And then the amount of likes you got.
I would just like to know, and specifically, what you have a problem with here. Is it me getting attention? Is it me caring about the environment?
The fact that you think
you're
so...
Because I get crap for both of them.
You're so good because you rode a bike.
Y'all can call me Mother Nature.
Yeah,
excuse
guess
you.
What? Well, I binge-watched a season I'd already watched of the Great British Baking Show yesterday while eating Cheetos.
I've been calling you Mother something, but it's not nature. So let's just go with that as we pivot.
Oh, dang.
So cute.
Oh, dang. That was good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm proud of that one.
I like that one. Hey, so last week we talked about making Mother's Day cards, like starting those.
Yeah.
But just to add on to that, if you go to Michael's website, like the craft store.
Michael's.
They have a tutorial from this paper florist and teach you how to make like paper flowers and stuff for your mom and like to put them on cards and stuff.
There was a company here at one point in time that did like paper flowers. They were on Shark Tank. And I think even like Walmart picked them up for a little bit. That's cool. But now you can do it.
Yeah, but
you don't
now
have to
you can make
it.
Your own. Because, you know, some people are like weird about having Mother's Day flowers delivered.
I like this with the kids, and it's a project, and we need projects.
Yeah, we need a lot of projects. So that's a good one. Dude, this is cool. Andrew Lloyd Webber, the man himself.
Yeah.
Phantom of the Opera.
Mm-hmm.
Is he behind Les Mis?
No.
Phantom of the Opera.
Cats. Mm-hmm.
He's like, what can I do for everybody? Well, he started a YouTube channel called The Show Must Go On, and all of his like musicals are streaming for free on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah. So,
you know, you try to have us do like an opera one that I was not into.
I know.
I'm into this though.
I tried to do the Met too. I was like, wow, this is Not fun.
This is not for me.
Man, how do people stay awake for this stuff?
But Andrew Lloyd Webber. Really?
Yeah. So that's kind of cool. It's called The Show Must Go On. That's the channel on YouTube if you want to check it out. You can make a funny quarantine cake. So there's actually, I had to look into this, and I'm like, are there that many ideas? There's so many funny ideas on like making a quarantine cake, and it's just like taking random stuff out of your pantry, or someone actually, they did a tutorial on how to make the coronavirus like cell.
Oh,
like the round cake with the little,
and
then you do
like,
you do cake pops all around the cake.
That's funny.
So it's a coronavirus cake.
I like that.
So, you know, you guys can like. That'll take up some time.
That'll do something.
That'll
yeah.
do something.
Remember that text we got the other day about the pound cake French toast?
Yeah.
I'm trying that this weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let me know. Let me know.
Very excited.
That sounds amazing.
I'm not going to make the pound cake. I'm going to buy pound cake and then turn
yeah.
it into.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Nobody
okay.
makes pound cake.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're on the same
yeah,
page.
Yeah. No, you're fine, okay. dude. I love this. So there's drag aerobics. Class that's on Instagram as well. It's another Instagram live from Dolly Trolley, where she does 80s style workout sessions. So with the headbands and
okay.
the leg warmers and the whole thing. So they're aerobic.
Very Suzanne Summers, very yeah. Jane Fonda.
Got it, okay.
But they're aerobic videos.
So
it's like
silly.
To try, yeah, to try something new and get yourself moving, you know, a little bit, some circulation. Because, man, my feet are falling asleep fast these days.
Rumor on the street, by the way, is that Jane Fonda is rebooting her workout videos. She'll be doing them again.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's just the rumor that I've been reading, so I haven't reported on it, but I really hope it's true.
I'll say this, she has aged incredibly. Yeah.
She is stunning.
She's done well. Don't forget about the Warner Music Festival that's happening, Jackson.
No,
you talked
right.
about that yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
So they're going to just
Play On Fest is what it's called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Play On Fest. And that's going to be on...
PlayOnFest.com okay. from Friday night to... From Friday, I think, through Sunday.
And it's actual concerts. So yeah. it's not like at home, you know, singing into your phone. It's
You're
going like,
to get the effects.
Yeah.
The lasers.
Yeah, it's like actual Fire. Produced content. And then a lot of people are catching on to this. So when I originally looked into it, there were still a lot of good deals going on when it comes to vacations.
Yeah.
Which prices are starting to go up now because everybody's catching on. But, you know, there are things like if you wanted to book your vacation, like book a Disney cruise, which is something that's more expensive. And you think of all the time that you have to pay it off and when it is going to actually.
Oh, I see. So you book it now and it's almost like putting it on layaway. And then.
Yeah. So then you have some time to pay it off and you have something to look forward to.
That's smart.
With the family.
That's a great idea.
And then the final thing is, hey, find your ASMR. Okay.
Oh, this is the sound thing?
Yeah. Like I found mine, which was fantastic. I didn't know. But you take soap shavings and you just crumple it up.
Oh.
And it's the most satisfying thing ever. But there's all kinds of like YouTube, there's Instagram pages, and you can find yours. You know what I'm saying? You've got time.
You got a lot of time.
You're just sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just look it up and find what speaks to you?
I wonder what speaks to me with ASMR.
I'll put up some examples
okay.
at mix1051utah.com.
Just the sound of 100 high fives.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Just
no, it would be just a random guy popping out of a bush. It's like, hello.
Someone
hello,
finally
hello.
Friendly saying hi back to me. I like that. We are 40 minutes away from Jackson getting a haircut. Big exciting news.
Not a haircut.
Uh-huh.
A light trim.
You're
going to
get Flobied, man. Yeah, the Flobie's coming at you.
I've got I got the Flobie. I got the vacuum. Tried it out yesterday. Ready to go. Ready to cut that hair. Going to start right down the middle, too. Oh,
no,
yeah.
you're
oh,
not.
Yeah,
you're not right. touching the top of my head.
No, exactly.
You already know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we could just not do this. How does that grab you?
It's going to be okay.
Don't you shush
it's gonna
me.
It's going to be okay. 7:50. If you're not going to be around, make sure you're at least watching on Instagram or on YouTube at Mix1051 at Utah. Speaking of Jackson, you had a scary encounter while going on a walk the other day.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was a scary encounter. I was walking the dog, and my dog's pretty nervous around everything, so I'm kind of used to him pulling. Number one fear of his entire life used to be skateboards. He's really does not like them, tries to get away from skateboards, runs really fast, pulls. His biggest fear, though, now is men doing parkour, it turns out. So turns out when a man jumps over a cliff and chases you, he's not a fan.
Okay.
Yeah, listen, I'm not either.
So I'm like totally used to this. This is like a normal thing for him. But so the other day we were walking, I didn't think much of it when he started tugging. And then I look up at the sidewalk and there's an enormous snake.
Nope.
Just slithering across the sidewalk. Mm-mm. And I was like, well, if Hoodoo weren't there, I would have just gone over and, you know, played with it.
I know. You would have pet it.
I would have taken a look at it.
Oh, look at you.
Like, if it's not a rattler, I'll just go there, pick up, tickle his belly.
You'd be like Britney Spears, VMAs.
Oh, you better believe it. So I'm waiting for the snake. Me and my roommate are just sitting there waiting for the snake to pass because I was like, if Hoodoo gets too close to it and it's a rattler, he's going to die, and I'm just not dealing with that today.
Yeah.
So we sit there for like probably a full minute waiting for the snake to pass, and he's just sitting there. I was like, man, he must be getting some sun or something.
Uh-huh.
We decided to walk around. It was just a piece of weather stripping. It wasn't.
Oh, no.
Wasn't a snake at all.
Oh, how embarrassing.
We sat there, too. Both of us. That's how blind we both are. We just sat there. We're like, all right, is the snake going to go? Or
weather stripping.
Man, that's a big snake. He's like thinking it's I Am Legend.
Yeah.
Such an idiot.
All the animals are taking over the city now.
Such a dummy.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it wasn't a snake. But you know what? Better safe than sorry. Because what if it was a rattler?
You're right.
What if Hoodoo hadn't warned me about it?
Uh-huh.
And what if I got bit?
I agree.
I'm not going to the hospital right now.
No.
Hospitals are crazy.
No, you're right.
Not about it.
Exactly. Your roommate would have had to cut the venom right there and suck
that
it out.
Don't,
like, no
don't
one wants that.
Pee on
don't
it.
Do that.
Pee on it.
It's terrible.
That's how it goes.
Don't
you
pee
gotta pee on
it.
Yes. Exactly.
Terrible.
All right, Monroe. Go ahead and give us a pocket full of sunshine for this Thursday.
Everybody's giving, you know, teachers a lot of love right now because they are. They've had to learn a whole new style of teaching.
I have to say, I have thoroughly enjoyed the lessons that both my kids' teachers have put up on, like, Canvas.
Uh-huh.
Like, Ella's kindergarten teacher, Miss Peterson, she had, like, Wacky Wednesday, and she, like, redecorated her whole house for the videos. I'm like,
that's
so much
cool.
Dedication.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
And then Liam's second grade teacher made this PowerPoint about pronouns where I was like, oh, that's a pronoun.
Dude.
Nailed it. Real.
Like, oh my gosh, the whole adjective and ly thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
they're
and
called
fractions.
Parts of speech.
Also fractions. I'm like, huh.
Fascinating. Did you know ain't is not a word?
It's not, yeah.
That's what I just learned.
Or it is a word, because anything can be a word if it makes its way into the popular vernacular.
Ain't that the truth?
That's true, like the Rona. Anyway,
yes.
Got off on a little bit of a tangent there. Well, there was an art teacher at an elementary school in Vermont, and, you know, what's an art teacher to do? You know, it's worse for art teachers, right? Because they don't get to do anything. So what she did is she went and bought a ton of art supplies like crayons and paint sets, and then she put together 173 emergency art kits and mailed them to every kid in her school.
That is awesome.
I know.
Wow.
I know. And here we are, like, congratulating ourselves for getting up in the morning.
I did it. I woke up again.
Well, you know what?
We're celebrating the small victories, okay?
Yes, we are.
Stop trying to minimize my accomplishments.
Anyway, take a listen to the teacher.
Most wonderful delight is when I'm on my walks. Everybody knows I walk all the time. And I'll hear, Miss Arista, thank you for the art supplies. I was getting all choked up when they were coming out their doors. I was getting all, it was tears of joy.
Aw, that's sweet.
Right?
I like how she's in the neighborhood too, so she gets to actually experience the joy of the students, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's cute. Oh, look at that pretty hair over there.
Oh, yeah. It's
look
all,
at the hair.
It's all wavy.
Yeah.
Just 7:50
this morning. I'm going to help Jackson out as a friend that I am. He's been complaining a lot that he has his bangs are growing crazy. You can't go.
You're not touching my bangs.
No, I'm not.
You are not touching my bangs.
He won't touch your bangs.
No, no, no. You can.
I will just quit this job. I don't need it that bad.
I've got a vacuum.
I could make more on unemployment right now than I could make coming in here.
I have a robo cut.
First of all, hold on.
Uh-huh.
I would just like the people to know that it's not even a brand name Flowbee. I don't know where this thing came from. What if it's janky? Oh. What if it sucks in a part of my skull and chops it off?
There's a lot of
funny.
What ifs.
We'll laugh about it later.
Yeah, exactly.
On my way to the hospital.
Yeah.
So $7.50, we're going to cut Jackson's hair. If you're a hairstylist, please definitely make sure you're watching us on YouTube. That's what we're going to be on. So you can text stream to 844-649-1051. And maybe you can give some tips, some Flobee tips as I'm going about.
Oh, yeah.
The head.
I hate this.
That is
happening. That vacuum got good power?
Oh, yeah. I was playing with it yesterday. Don't worry. We're ready to go.
We're going to
cut some hair. Jackson, let's get to your showbiz feed.
I want to go home so bad. All right. Halle Berry. There's not a ton of new celebrity news. So
okay.
A lot of celebrities are just kind of, you know, going live on Instagram. Oh, my gosh. They're always live on Instagram now. Or, like, they're posting videos about fun old-time, like, Hollywood stories,
yeah.
Right? Halle Berry dropped one yesterday that was actually crazy. She said that while she was filming Die Another Day with Pierce Brosnan, the 007, she was eating a fig and choked on it. So Pierce Brosnan had to run over and Heimlich her.
Hold on a second.
What?
Yeah. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
In Mrs. Doubtfire.
In Mrs. Doubtfire.
Pierce Brosnan was given the Heimlich by Robin Williams.
No.
Then you flash forward.
The jambalaya,
about that.
Because
yes.
He was allergic to the jambalaya.
Yes.
Well, I don't think it's been years since I've seen Mrs. Doubtfire, but I don't think that the Heimlich is going to help you in an allergic situation.
It works in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, well, then ironically enough, just before that, Pierce Brosnan was helping out Halle Berry.
I love that.
She said, quote, "I was supposed to be all sexy and, like, trying to seduce him. I'm going to eat my fig." And then she ended up choking on. She says, "So not sexy, like, so not sexy."
Yeah, can you match up?
I picture, this is a Monroe maneuver. I picture it, like, you know, she's
yeah.
"Hey, Tom."
Trying to be all sexy.
Yeah, exactly.
Ended up just dying. So if you have choked before, I was at Reality Rally one year. Reality Rally is a fundraiser for a breast cancer treatment facility.
Mm-hmm.
They take like 100 reality TV stars out there. So you put 100 people who love attention into a room together, and they kind of have to one-up each other. My friend Pam did it accidentally, allegedly. She choked on some, like, pasta salad, and some guy from Survivor had to come over and rescue her. And she ended up spitting it clear across the room. She got the most attention of anyone that weekend.
Lucky.
She won. She was the queen. All right, Netflix. We're all watching a ton of Netflix right now. I don't know about you, but that's all I do now.
It's just on.
Yeah.
It's on every TV on all the time.
And it's just on in the background, too, because at this point, I'm like, I can't watch any more TV. So it's just
there.
But it could just be on constantly, and you still wouldn't run out of fresh content because, according to Netflix, their TV shows and their special series have been finished through 2020 already. So they already have a year's worth of content ahead of time, and some of their shows have already been finished for 2021 as well. So they are just sitting on a huge library.
Well, isn't that the story about Love is Blind? That it was actually recorded in 2018 or something crazy like that?
Though that one didn't have Netflix attached to it originally. So
they made
it and then tried to sell it to a network, and no network would buy it until Netflix got it.
Yeah.
But then it sat on Netflix for a while, too, and just sort of hung out there until, for some reason, everyone stuck at home. It blew up.
Have you watched the new Mark Wahlberg movie on Netflix, the one with Post Malone?
No.
They're saying that it had double the viewership that Tiger King had.
I would like to see if that's the truth. Because, I mean, it's a movie. It's a movie, not a series.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes more sense that more people would watch it.
But
at the same time,
it's been out longer, too.
By a little bit.
But Tiger King's all anyone is talking about. So it's crazy
But sometimes it's just, there's maybe not as much to talk about with Mark Wahlberg. I don't know. I've never watched it, but now I'm like,
I definitely think Mark Wahlberg is less entertaining than Joe Exotic, if that's what you're asking. Absolutely.
You're
going to
say that on that microphone?
Why don't you say it to your face, man?
Yeah.
Hey, Monroe.
Yeah.
Joe Exotic is more interesting than Mark Wahlberg. There's nothing about Mark Wahlberg to me that is just like, like, I know that people will go to movies specifically for him. That is just not me.
That's not who you are.
Nah, it doesn't speak to me.
Did you see his Calvin Klein ads, though?
Oh, you mean from when you were a child?
Yes.
No,
they were great.
Yeah, I grew up in a world where there was much more revealing things from celebrities. Thank you very much. I grew up in the Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian, right. Tate yes. generation. Touché. So I don't need to see a Calvin Klein ad. That's kid stuff to
me. That was
me.
A thing.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy. This is really great. He is going to perform during the Feeding America Comedy Festival. So this is a online socially distant festival that these stand-up comedians are doing, but it's going to be a bunch of stand-up comedians doing a webcam set basically, and they have got so many people signed on for this. Adam Sandler, Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish, Billy Crystal, friend of the show, John Lovitz.
John Lovitz himself?
John Lovitz mm-hmm. himself. Brad Garrett, Marlon Wayans, Howie Mandel, Louis Anderson, friend of the show, Bill Ingvall.
Louis Anderson?
Yeah. Oh, man, my friend. And I wasn't there, so I can't decide if this is true or not.
Okay.
But my friend once went and saw Louis Anderson when he was performing at Wise Guys in Ogden. She said that she was on a first date with a guy that was already so awkward. She was sitting in the very front row watching. She's like, I thought we were going to watch Louis Anderson die. He is not doing yeah, so hot.
I've heard
he
that.
Like, she's like, he was breathing and sweating. And we thought at any moment he was just going to pass out because the lights were cooking him.
The skin's more like purple.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was just like, he was actually a corpse reanimated coming out to perform.
I want to watch this.
Yeah, it looks great. So you'll be able to see it May 9th, so a couple Saturdays from now, on comedy.tv, as well as, are you ready for this? I thought this was interesting. The Weather Channel.
What?
I don't
know
why.
Are you kidding me?
That's what this story's telling me, man.
All right.
I guess I should have looked into it.
Man.
I'm not buying this.
The Weather Channel's been starving for content.
They just had a big tornado yesterday.
Yeah, that's the thing about the Weather Channel.
I mean, you know, you do a 10, 15-minute break about it, and what else?
You got to move on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why they have their, like, dangerous cat shows or whatever.
I love the Weather Channel.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Dad channel.
Dad channel. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
That's like Grandpa channel.
I'm there.
That's your Showbiz V.
Thank you, Jackson. Asking you to choose the news this morning. You have three stories to pick from. Jackson's story is...
I expect this sort of behavior from a child, but you are a full-grown adult, ma'am.
What do you got, Monroe?
You're not officially old until you turn...
And I've got the best exercise you should be doing at home while in quarantine. We'll start with our YouTube channel and the comments over there. What do you got, Jackson?
Well, I'll tell you, the YouTubers, they are in it to win it today.
Yeah.
We got Kelly voting for me. Good morning, everyone. Jonathan Truck says, are you talking about Monroe, Jackson?
Usually.
You better believe it. So I got that vote. Vote for me from Neil. Dan voting for Monroe.
Wow. Dan.
That's not bad.
What's up, Dan?
Angel also voting for Monroe.
A little different on the tech side over here.
Yeah.
You can tell it, yeah. Morning, everyone. Going with John. Definitely need to know what exercise to do while we're stuck at home. This text says, I really need to do better at working out at home. I was going to be better, and then Corona crushed my gym session, so I want to hear John's story. Do you guys feel like you are doing better at working out since quarantine or worse at working out? Jackson?
I'm doing the same? I would
okay.
say.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, I was just working out outside anyway.
Yeah,
so
you're doing your walks
no
and everything.
No different, yeah.
Monroe?
I thought we were all in, like, this pact, this thing where no one was going to work out during this time.
Well, that's just not true.
I thought that's what the agreement was.
Like, I was going to eat more unhealthy.
Because the gyms are closed.
Right.
No one's supposed to be working out right now.
I got my resistance bands, my yoga ball, my yoga mat.
I just see so many people running, like, up and down, like, the hill right now. I'm like, man, is everyone getting in shape during quarantine except me?
There's nothing better to do. No. We finally hit the bottom of the TV barrel.
Let's just tally up the votes here. The winner today at 58% of the votes is Jan.
Yeah.
So we're talking about fitness.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about what you should be doing at home during this quarantine.
Sure.
So according to a survey, here are the top 10 best at-home exercises for you to be doing.
Okay.
Number 10 is body pump. Body pump is like what you might do, like get a Beachbody app for, and you have like
isn't
weights.
Isn't it Les Mills that does body pump, or is it its own thing?
I believe it's I don't know.
Okay.
Body pump to me is just where you have weights, so it's like aerobics and some weights at the
so
same
it's
time.
A type.
Yeah. Number 9 is free weight training. So if you got yourself your weights downstairs,
mm-hmm.
let me tell you how hard it is to find weights right now.
Oh, you can't.
You can't. And if you go online to try to buy any kind of fitness equipment,
oh yeah,
it's going to come in June.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, well, by then the gyms are open again.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I don't know if we'll I'm going to be going yet, but yeah.
They keep telling us 2 weeks. It's like when the pilot on the airplane is like, oh, folks, we're a little delayed. We're dealing with this. It'll be about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's about 10 minutes for 3 straight hours.
Number 8 is Zumba. That's
love Zumba.
The Latin dancing, right?
It's any dancing.
Oh, is
it's
it?
Just
yeah,
dance fitness.
It's just like a...
Never done it. Oh. I've so seen fun. It at the gym, and I went, that is not for me.
No, it's not for you.
No.
But I'll tell you what. Here's the thing. The reason I like going to Zumba classes so much is because I don't mind looking ridiculous. That's like my everyday life.
Got it.
But I noticed that like when I join a class, the other people in the class tend to get more into it because they're not the dumbest looking ones. I'm the dumbest looking one.
Okay, so you're just saying like you have more fun than the most is what you're saying. Got it.
Well, yeah, but yeah. I also mean like once they see me looking dumb, they're like, well, I can't look That's dumber than true. Him. And then they go to town.
Number 7 is interval training. So you go HIIT training. Actually, HIIT's another one on this, so I don't know what the difference is between the two. Number 6 is just meditating. At home right now, if you could at least just find 5 minutes to clear your mind
mm-hmm.
and listen to the soft, silky voices.
I listen. Okay. Yes. Let me ask you if this counts.
Go ahead.
I'll take a bath.
Uh-huh.
And I'll listen to murder podcast.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Sounds good.
Does that count?
Are we
going to
allow
meditation?
That for meditation?
Oh, not meditation.
Then,
no.
Then he snuck up behind her.
Dragged her into the alley.
Yeah. So we're saying no
Too
on
scary.
That one.
No, sir.
Okay. Pilates is number 5. Number 4 is aerobics. Sweat to the oldies.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Jane Fonda.
I am going to try Dolly Trolley.
Oh, yeah. The drag fitness.
Yeah. The drag fitness.
That's right. We were talking about it earlier. Number 3 is dance classes. Again, nowadays, there's like for any kind of genre of music, you'll find a workout.
Salsa.
Number 2 is HIIT training. That's high-intensity training. So you work hard, you relax. You work hard, you relax. And number 1, Monroe, yoga.
Yeah.
That's what you're all about.
I know. Yeah. I like the hot yoga, though.
Oh, do you just turn the heater up in your house to really hot then, and then you...
No.
She
you
lays
have
underneath
to,
a lamp
like
a lizard.
108 degrees. We're in a pack that we're not working out right now.
Oh, we are.
That, the whole world is in on this.
If you want to hear Monroe's story and Jackson's story, it will be told later on in our podcast. Coming up next. Let me just do this.
Let me see. Oh, yeah.
You hear that?
Yeah.
That right there is the sound of fun.
That is...
That's a vacuum attached to a hair clippers. It's like a Flobee, but it's the knockoff brand called RoboCut.
RoboCut!
I hate this.
Jackson's precious little hair is going in this RoboCut.
Coming at ya!
Get ready!
Yeah!
So text stream to 844-649-1051. You're going to want to watch this on YouTube. Saddle up, partner.
Get out of here.
Next. Good morning to you. It's John, Monroe, and Jackson. Mix 1051. We are live right now, and we are about to cut Jackson's hair. And if you're saying, well, that sounds boring, not the way we're about to do it.
No.
Got myself a Flobee. Well, not
Fake
really.
Fake Flobee. Knockoff Flobee.
It is called a RoboCut. So if you don't know, a Flobee was this tool that was attached to a vacuum, and it had like scissors on it. And you would just turn the vacuum on, and it would cut hair. It was big like in the late 80s, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, RoboCut was the knockoff brand of Flobee.
Yeah.
Mm.
So when it did
generations later.
Yeah.
So my question is to you,
mm-hmm.
When's the last time you like saw pictures from the 80s? Is that really the hair that you want to emulate? Is that what we're going for?
Well, I'm ashamed that I cannot grow hair.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. But you have beautiful hair.
No, it's not much left anymore.
And your bangs are getting out of control.
You're not touching my bangs. Hair. No. Before we continue, there is one rule. I'm willing to play your reindeer games, but you're not touching my bangs with anything.
Hey, he watched all the videos.
I watched
he didn't. There's no way John watched an instructional video on anything. I was about to say an instructional Flobee video.
Jackson.
There's no way I would accuse John of being prepared for anything.
Jackson, are you saying right now that John will mess up your hair?
Yes! Absolutely! Because one time I made him shave half of his face and walk around for a week with it.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Man, that was awkward.
That was terrible for me.
The morning show across the hall, we're just like...
I know.
What are they doing?
Got mocked so hard. Uh-huh. I have been proactive enough to where I did not watch an instructional video. That is true. I am not that proactive.
I know you're not.
But yesterday, I roamed the halls finding a vacuum.
Uh-huh.
I was able to find a vacuum that we had. I was able to put together and make sure the RoboCut worked mm-hmm. ahead of time. So that way we're prepared for this, okay?
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
So I was in the production room editing the podcast yesterday when John was setting all this up.
Uh-huh.
I see him coming in with his RoboCut. I see him coming in with his vacuum. Yeah. He's got the biggest smile on his face. And the whole time, and he's just taking such joy in this. The whole time I'm looking at him, I'm like, this is like sentencing someone to death, but making them watch every other prisoner die first.
No.
And then you get to go. It's like watching videos of the electric chair before you go to the electric chair. I hate this.
Fine.
Does this go in... here?
Don't question. Why are you questioning? You should know.
No, I know.
What happened?
I totally know.
What happened?
You know which end is the right end?
No, it goes like that, I think. No, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Come on over here, partner.
Okay.
Oh, go on YouTube. Text the word stream to 844-649-1051. I'm going to have Jackson come over and sit down. I'll have you be by the microphone. I got to get in barber mode. We got you a trash bag for the hair dripping. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Put that on.
By the way. I don't think that's the right one. Which one is this?
Just didn't even bother. Hold on. Hold
break
on.
Break through.
Oh, yeah.
Turtle!
It's a okay. Do you want me to do the play-by-play?
Yes, please.
Jackson stuck his head in a garbage stack and tore a hole through.
I
stuck
can't
his head
get it
out.
Over my shoulders.
Uh-huh.
These bags
now he's trying to put the little
not
tiny...
not conducive!
Those are like the little tiny waste basket
I guess
trash
I'm just going to tie this to my neck then.
Yeah, there you go. Just tie it around your neck like they do in the...
So it just dawned on me. We don't really need the plastic bag because the vacuum will suck up the hair.
Well, I mean, that's if it works, right?
I think we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jackson, I'm going to turn you around because you don't want to see what's going to happen.
No, yeah, you don't want to see this. You don't want to see this.
You're starting on the back?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so he's turning Jackson around.
Are we? Danny, can we see in the camera?
Yes.
And everyone see what's going on? Okay.
Okay.
Let me turn on the vacuum first.
No,
Jackson.
Please don't.
Trust exercise, buddy.
Now I'm going to turn on the clippers.
Don't put your finger in there. Okay, here we go. He's taking the Flowbee to Jackson's head. And is it cutting?
Ah.
Hold on. Man, that's got a lot of sucking power. Okay.
Hold on.
I don't think it's cutting anything, bud.
It will, God.
Oh.
Hold on.
Don't put your finger in the blade.
This is so much worse
than
I
thought. Okay, here we go. Is it?
Is it cutting anything?
It's only cutting the bang part.
No, it's not. Whatever. You're not even anywhere near my bangs.
Hold on. I think I need to take the guard off.
Yeah, take the guard off. You don't need the guard. No, you don't need the guard.
No. That has to stay there.
You don't need the guard.
That has to stay there
or
else you're going to slice my head open.
No, it's fine.
Oh, my God.
Okay, all right. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it working?
Oh, it's cutting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's cutting.
Oh, look.
Oh, you're looking so good.
Oh, do a Christmas tree.
Oh, my gosh. You're so pretty.
Oh, you're so
the Flowbee loves you, baby.
John, don't go up that high.
Sorry.
John.
It's hard not to once you start.
Ooh, look at that, though. I'm actually kind of impressed. Don't go up that high.
I'm actually impressed.
It's like a step cut is what I'm trying to do right now. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe just do one line across the back.
You're going awful high.
Okay, is it a foot? It appears to be trimming the hair. Very nice. I don't.
Go lower.
You want me to go lower?
Yeah.
Oh,
stop
not
going
so high?
Up that
yeah.
high.
Come on now.
It's no fun going down here, though. I like to go up towards the top. Jackson, will you turn towards me so I can get the sides over the ears a little more? There we go.
I remember.
Oh, don't cut my ear.
You know what it looks like? When my dog, when her hair gets really long and she goes out to go to the bathroom in the winter.
Yeah.
And. You know, she leaves so few things behind.
It got
and
stuck
you
on his head for a second.
And you have to trim it off.
Jackson, can I ask you how it feels right now? Just feels like you're vacuuming my head, John. I don't know what horrors you're unleashing back there.
Just don't. And it's a good thing you can't see the back. Stop going up that high.
You're making me nervous.
All right.
Got this.
Just do it.
Oh, my God.
Let him just do it. Listen.
Oh, God. I can't do it anymore.
Did you get his ear? Is he okay?
You can't start and not finish.
Fine.
No.
Good.
Yeah. Hold Listen, on. It took too long.
No. You can't start it and not finish it. My head is a wreck.
That's fine.
What are you doing?
You look good.
You look so good.
I'm going to go finish it myself. Wait, did you not do the... You didn't even do the other side.
No, I balanced it out perfectly. You look fine.
Yeah, it looks fine. Mm-hmm. Looks good. Good job,
Danny,
buddy.
How does Jackson look right now?
You look great.
Yeah.
She's not as
Everything's
good of lying
fine.
At it
Everything's
as,
fine, Jackson.
Sorry. Want to go home more than anything.
It actually, like, I can't really tell a difference if I'm being honest.
Oh, good.
This side.
Hold on.
Wait, let me see the other side.
You got to see what's going on here because the left side is way better now.
You can
than
totally
the right side.
See the trail.
Okay. Maybe when you turn around, the back of your head looks a little bit different. But
you can tell you got one side really good, one spot
you
really good.
Oh. I think we need to just play a song, and John. I'm going to try to fix what you've just done to me.
This is the best day of my life.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Can I try it?
Like on Monday? Let's have Jackson wear this for a few days.
Oh, yeah.
On Monday, maybe someone who's like a stylist or a barber can Zoom call us, and I can use scissors, and they can tell me.
Oh, yeah, we need scissors.
And I got clippers, and we can recut the hair again.
Because that's a full head of hair right there.
What do you think
that's
about that? Oh, Jackson's now looking at himself in his phone. Jackson, what do you think about that, a stylist helping me cut your hair?
I mean, it couldn't be worse than what you've just done.
Yeah, you just blazed a trail through his head, man.
I gotta tell you, this RoboCop.
There's one long strand. It's great.
I accidentally got the bangs. I'm so sorry. 808, good morning. Mm-hmm. It's John Monroe and Jackson. Jackson is busy working on his hair, I would say.
I'm gonna have to. I have to do something now.
Yeah.
So after using it, I figured out... The flowy. Okay. What is it, the RoboCut?
Yeah, I tried my best to even it out.
Oh, yeah, you did a stellar job. I was just looking at my phone, and it's like when you let your 8-year-old mow the lawn for the first time, and it's just real patchy.
Yeah.
Hate it. Hate it the most.
What did you figure out, Monroe?
So the thing is you have to put it on the skull, mm-hmm. and then you have to give the skull enough time to relax so it'll suck up into the tube.
You're right about that.
And then it'll cut.
Well, I got some bad news for you. Nothing about this was relaxing.
But you have to be careful when you do that because then it gets real close.
I would say you're a good inch shorter on one side than the other.
Because I've got, hold on, let me just zoom in here.
Yes,
for
please.
The,
if you're on YouTube
camera.
Still.
So
yeah.
Here,
uh-huh.
I've just got a nice little patch that's still overhanging my ear.
Right.
Okay. This is the side that Monroe took a whack at, and there's not really any hair to touch my ear. That's how dramatically different
they're definitely
each side is.
I would say it has a lot of personality.
You know what he's not seeing is the part
the
behind
back.
His ear.
I know.
The bald spot! Yeah!
So,
I hate it here.
Man,
oh my gosh.
That was fun.
I'm taking the Flobie to the bathroom as soon as this is done. I'm going to try to fix
he
what
really
you did.
He really is, too. Here's a few ways you can watch what just happened. You can go on YouTube. You can check it out, Mix 105.1 Utah. Go there. Later on today, we're going to try to get some of the video up on Instagram, up on Twitter, up on Facebook. Our handle is Mix 105.1 Utah. So both fun ways to do so. Monroe, tomorrow's a big day. It's your son's birthday.
Yes.
Kind of hard right now.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I know.
He's like, I don't get a birthday party?
So what are you doing?
So I've asked him, like, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
And he said, I want to decorate the house.
Okay.
So I went and I got a bunch of decorations.
Were you able to do that? Because last time we talked, you were having a hard time, like, finding decorations.
Dude, Amazon is, like, that's not considered essential. So stuff right now like that on Amazon's taking, like, a week.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to get it for a while.
Yeah.
But Zerkers, they have curbside pickup, which was, like, really cool. So I got all the stuff. And then I just pulled up to the curb, and I called, and like, yeah, are you here? And I'm like, yeah, I'm out front. And they had someone, like, scurry out and give me the stuff.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I love curbside pickup. To me, let's go. Let's keep it.
Man,
we don't need to go back.
Like, doing drug deals is exhilarating. Isn't that what it feels like?
Yeah.
I would have said, or you got the goods? You got the cash? Yeah.
It could have also just felt like, you know, a VIP treatment. But no, that's not what we went with.
Drug deal. That's how we decided to compare.
So then I said, well, what do you want to eat? And he said that for breakfast, he wants the whole bowl full of Honey Nut Cheerios. You know how my husband is a monster?
Oh.
And he mixes regular and Honey Nut?
I love Tom, but this is one thing I'll never forgive Tom for. Like, to me. Yeah.
Honey Nut Cheerios are just too sweet. No, they're
not.
Get life.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want it cut?
No, he doesn't want
he
half
wants a
and
pure.
Half. He wants a pure honey bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios. And I said, done.
That is the saddest thing.
I know!
I have ever. It's not even like he was asking for crunch berries or something. Like
I know!
Delicious. Honey Nut Cheerios?
Yeah. And then.
You guys are monsters.
You need to sit Tom down.
I know.
And be like, look what you're doing to your son.
I know. And then for lunch, he wants Kraft mac and cheese.
Yeah, it's the best mac and cheese.
He wants legit mac and cheese. And then for dinner, he wants eggs and bacon.
Oh, that's perfect.
So then we're just going to make a cake. I don't know what else to do. Do you have any ideas?
Can I tell you? That sounds like an amazing day of food. Honey Nut Cheerios. Mac and cheese.
This is how he's planning his whole birthday.
I love it.
Like, I know what I want for every meal.
That sounds great.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
You know, things could be worse. Like, yeah, he's celebrating his birthday in quarantine, but he could have a stupid haircut, too.
Do you want to bring home the RoboCut?
Oh, good idea.
Give him a haircut?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. What'd you get him?
So,
Can you say it?
Tom, if he's listening right now, turn it off. So the thing is he wanted those, like, shoes with the roller skate things
on
them.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Liam has some of those. Heelys, yeah.
Yeah, he wanted those. So I ordered them on Amazon. But when it says, like, the fit, like, how it fits, it says they run small. So I got them a size bigger. And so then when they – and then I kind of thought, well, I want them a little bit bigger so he can, like, grow into them,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
So I got him, like, two sizes bigger, thinking that they ran small.
Do they not?
No.
Really?
They don't run small. No.
Oh,
the,
no.
So
you mean
so
the gift
gigantic.
You bought him, he can't even put on?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because like, it's going to take more than a week to get here because it's not essential.
Oh, no.
So they won't get here in time. So do I still wrap them up and give them to him?
You wrap them up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wrap
and then what
it.
You do is you have him wear like six pair of socks. It'd be fine. That way he can still
he's
go
gonna
out.
He's going to break his ankle.
No. With Heelys? No, he'll be okay. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm a man who just cut hair with a RoboCut. I think I know a few things.
Yeah, so he's clearly an expert.
Before we get to Mick's homeschool, Monroe, you were talking about how it's your son Ike's birthday party tomorrow. And, you know, you're kind of stressed. We're all in quarantine right now.
Yeah.
I did get a text saying, hey, you should have your son's friends, parents, just family do a car parade. We had one in our neighborhood yesterday. It was weird. I didn't know what was going on. But people had signs saying happy birthday to this kid in the neighborhood. And it ended up being a lot of fun.
That's cute.
So that's kind of a fun idea.
Yeah, maybe I can get on like the Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook
or be like, hey, if someone wants to make a sign or put it out in front of their yard.
We'd really appreciate it.
And then it sounds like someone even might want to make a cake for you as well.
Yeah. So I'm on the website right now. I don't know if you've ever heard of cakedame.com, but legit.
About to become a big fan of Cake Dame.
Dude,
these
cakes are amazing.
Could you give me a sympathy cake for what John just did to me?
Dude, buddy.
I
can't even look at it.
I just gave Jackson a haircut using a Flo-Bi or a RoboCut.
No.
If you watch
for dogs.
Oh yeah, we forgot to mention that.
Fun fact, it's the Flo-Bi for dogs. So you didn't even use a human one on me. And then I went into the bathroom and tried to fix it. And you can't fix bald, John. Do you have any, look at this.
Oh my God.
I know, don't look at him.
Because of you too.
Don't look at him.
If you ever watch Wayne's World, they called it the sucking cut.
Yeah.
That was the name of it. It looks good. Your hair looks way better.
Shut up.
You look
way better.
So good.
I don't
right
what
now
are we supposed to do? No barbers are open.
Well, you're not going outside. It doesn't matter. You're gonna be
I'm outside of my house right now.
Let's get to Mick's homeschool. That's not the right thing.
Man, that was a lot of buildup just to let
Let
everyone
me just
down.
Do this here. Hold on a second here. Jackson's hair threw me off. I'm sorry. Let's get to Mick's homeschool.
There we go.
Good morning, Peyton. How are you?
Good.
Peyton is in kindergarten, goes to North Ogden Elementary, ready to play against Jackson today in trivia. Mick's homeschool works like this. 5 trivia questions. We'll ask them to Peyton first. She gets it right. Fantastic. She gets it wrong. That's okay. Jackson does try for a steal. And at the end, we buy you lunch from Corner Bakery Cafe. Corner Bakery Cafe, open now. They do curbside delivery, also DoorDash and Grubhub as well. And if you want your kid to play Mick's homeschool, text us 844-649-1051. Peyton, you told us something off air that is so exciting. You just got yourself a bicycle.
Yes.
And what were you telling Jackson that you're about to learn how to do? Or you did learn how to do?
She did learn.
Why don't you live?
Whoa!
Big deal!
In 2 days,
she learned how to ride on two wheels. How
Very
about
impressive
that? I'm telling you this, Jackson, so you know how intimidating Peyton is.
I mean, a kindergartner on two wheels?
Yes.
Get me out of here.
Exactly.
He went on a 5.5 bike ride.
You rode for 5.5 miles on a new bike just after learning
yesterday.
How?
Yesterday.
Peyton.
Wow. Awesome.
So impressive. Well, Peyton, are you ready to do some trivia questions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. How many sides does a rectangle have?
Three.
How many sides does a rectangle have?
Oh, so...
That is correct. Well done, Peyton. What number comes after 15?
16.
That is correct. Well done. Do you like to count to like 100 or up to 20? Like, I know my daughter Ella is always showing me that she can count. She's in kindergarten
all the
as
way
well.
To 20, Dad.
And she's like, I can count to 100 by 20s.
Dang.
Yeah. And I'm like, whoa, can you do that, Peyton?
Yes.
Of course you can.
Obviously. She's riding on two wheels, John.
Right.
She can do anything.
Right. Two down, three more to go. What color comes after yellow in the rainbow? It's kind of a harder one.
Orange.
You know what? That comes right before yellow. What comes after yellow?
Green.
That is correct.
What? Wow. I didn't know that. I don't know the colors of the rainbow.
It's all about Roy G. Biv,
Roy
my
G.
buddy.
Biv,
have you met Roy?
Yeah.
Roy G. Biv?
Roy G. Biv. Red, orange,
scientist
yellow.
Of light. I mean,
green.
Yeah. Blue, indigo,
Roy
violet.
G. Biv.
Roy G.
Okay.
Biv.
Okay, all right.
Peyton, crushing it. Question number four. What is? We're going to go math, Peyton. Are you okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
What is 3 + 1?
4.
There it is.
Nailed it.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Fantastic. Peyton making North Ogden Elementary proud. She's in kindergarten. She has one more question to go, and she will win Mix Homeschool. What month has an extra day during a leap year? So on a leap
year. February.
I didn't even have
Are
to
you
explain anything. Peyton was like, John, will you be quiet so I can answer the question for a second?
Let me teach you.
Peyton, 5 out of 5. You won Mix Homeschool.
Yeah!
Peyton, congratulations. We're going to give you lunch from Corner Bakery Cafe. We're also going to send you the audio so you can share it with all of your friends and family. Share it with your teacher over at North Ogden Elementary. Be like, look how I crushed it today on Mix, okay?
Thank you. I love
Minbro. Oh, dude. I love you.
How
I love
sweet
you.
Is that? Oh, my gosh.
You're the best.
I love you.
Oh,
so
hold
cute.
On, Peyton. I love that. Jackson, let's get to your show, Fizz Speed.
Fine. It's all powered by Parents Empowered. All right. Spider-Man star Tom Holland. He got a very special little care package from one Mr. Ryan Reynolds. He says that Ryan Reynolds is actually causing him to drink in quarantine. He says, quote, I actually said this weekend I'm going to stop drinking for a week. Now, in British terms, that's a pretty big deal.
Oh, yeah,
say, haven't we all,
deal.
While in quarantine, said that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no one means it. Because the next day, you're like, oh, this is awful.
It's only 3. Wow.
But he meant it. He was like, I'm really going to try not to drink for a whole week.
Okay.
So then the next Monday, so like a day or two later, he opens up the door and Ryan Reynolds had delivered him a case of his gin, his aviator gin. So he says, literally, I was waking up this morning not drinking the whole week. And then the doorbell rang and there was a case of gin that lovely Ryan sent. So I guess I'm going to have to drink that.
Oh, dude, if Ryan Reynolds sent you a pile of caterpillars that were deep fried.
Thank you. I'm
in
so
mustard,
excited.
You eat them.
Yep.
That's from Ryan Reynolds.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He can do whatever he wants. I don't care. It's none of my business. I don't know, though. I'm not a big gin fan.
Nope, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Ryan Reynolds sent it.
Listen, and you know I would do anything for Ryan Reynolds.
We do.
But I won't do that. A federal judge has dismissed Jesse Smollett's malicious prosecution lawsuit against the city of Chicago. So if you don't remember, Jesse Smollett faked a hate crime to get attention, and then he ended up Turns out he faked it. They figured it out. They tried to sue him for $130,000 is what the fine was. Mm-hmm. And he tried to countersue them for wrongful prosecution, which I don't think he has a leg to stand on.
I think that was the whole thing. Every legal expert, when they saw this, went, but you did it.
But you did it. Yeah. And you got away with it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Is like, not only did you do it, you had to pay $130,000 fine, which, by the way, he's only paid them $10,000. I don't know that he's planning on paying it at all.
Yeah.
And they're a little busy in Chicago right now to be dealing with this, so I can't imagine they're going after him. But yeah, federal judge is like, no. City of Chicago had it right. They should have sued you.
Yes.
So, I don't know, man.
You should have just gone away after they dropped it. Like, just hide.
That's always my argument. Like, mm-hmm. if something bad like that happens, like bad publicity or something, I am locking down, shutting off my social media, shutting off my phone. I will talk to you when this all blows over. Because it really, I think it would have. Like, obviously what he did was wrong, and he shouldn't have done it. But if he had just shut his mouth, we wouldn't still be talking about it. And I don't know that how many of us would even remember it.
Listen, R. Kelly was touring up until a year ago.
Exactly.
So...
Exactly. So just lay low. Mm-hmm. They can't though. They need the attention. Mm-hmm. That's all. That's the whole point of something like this. Yeah. Is for the attention. All right. If you're trying to make your stimulus check stretch,
go on.
$1,200 doesn't seem quite enough. How does $2,400 sound?
How? Oh yeah.
You can get an extra stimulus check from MrSkin.com. All right.
That does not sound good.
It's not very good. So I wouldn't recommend going and Googling that yourself until you hear the rest of the story.
Okay.
All you have to do is draw your favorite sexy celebrity moment.
What?
So as we're talking like in your movie scenes, like the Rose scene from Titanic.
Okay.
So you got to draw Rose, or you got to draw Jack drawing Rose. You could also, some of the more famous ones that are on there right now, which are uncensored, by the way. I need to tell you that before you go to MrSkin.com. There's Basic Instinct, the Sharon Stone Basic Instinct scene.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm not going to draw that. Ew.
It's a great picture, too. They did a great
job.
Did
they do
a nice job? No, they did not.
It's an art job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was when she was just, like, on one side. It wasn't, you know.
Uh-huh.
Kate Winslet's scene from Titanic has already been done. Miley Cyrus in Wrecking Ball.
Oh, okay.
She's swinging around. Pow. Even Justin Timberlake exposing Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl.
Those are clever because I've been racking my brain trying to figure out what scenes there even are.
Okay, so here's the thing. There are 10 finalists announced May 1st that are competing for three $1,200 prizes. It's up to the people to vote. So once the 10 finalists have been chosen, it's just a popular vote. So you don't even have to be a great enough artist.
Yeah.
You just have to be able, like, if you're creative or funny enough, you can actually win anyway.
Okay.
The scariest one.
You've been drawing stuff lately?
I've been drawing Disney characters. This is a pretty big jump for me.
Yeah. I can't imagine it's that big of a jump
for
you.
How dare you?
For you, no. My favorite, though, I went through and I looked through some of them.
Yeah.
Very explicit, again. But the one that I found the most interesting was someone drew the scary old lady from The Shining.
Oh, that's right.
With her all togethers.
I'll tell you what I would draw.
Oh, wow.
What you got?
I would draw the woman from Total Recall. And if you've seen Total Recall,
that's all you got to say.
Yeah, that's all you got to say.
I'll tell you what I'm drawing.
What would you draw?
Buffalo Bill. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
And thank you for doing
Tuck
it for
everlasting,
me.
If you will.
Yes,
exactly. It's not just for you. It's for YouTube as
it's
well.
It's for the YouTube.
Monroe, you got any?
Please don't ask
yeah,
her.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you doing?
That's true. We're in for a lot. We're in for some shocking things.
Yeah. It's
Chris Hemsworth fan fiction.
Yeah, it's Chris Hemsworth
fan fiction.
That's your show, Ms. B.
All right, thank you, Jackson. All right, if you go to our Instagram page, which is at Mix1051 Utah, you can see on the Insta story Jackson's haircut that we gave him this morning with a Flobee. We didn't actually use a Flobee. We
use a dog Flobee.
Well,
a Flobee for dogs.
It's a dog Flobee.
Hold on.
Yeah,
let me just show
dogs.
You.
It's for dogs. John. It's for animals.
Jackson
what?
Is walking over to get the box to prove his
dude,
point
you
to
said,
everyone.
You said you had.
Did you know it was
Flobee.
A dog Flobee?
No, I didn't know ahead.
It has a big dog
on
it.
Hold on. Nice people on YouTube
dog.
Have got to see the dog Flobee.
I didn't.
It's a Flobee for dogs.
I didn't know.
Look, Lassie is on here. You didn't know Lassie's
also,
on the cover.
Also, turn your head to the side. Can you imagine doing that to your dog?
So here's the thing,
terrible.
You guys. Here's the thing. Here's the crazy thing. I went into the mirror to finish the Flowbee cut. I took the Flowbee into the bathroom. I'm like, I'm going to deal with this. Started chopping it down a little bit. It was... No, there's no saving it. There were so many patches that all I did is reveal the bald spots that were once hidden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're welcome.
What is wrong with you?
It looks fantastic.
What is wrong with you?
I got a text saying, you know what the difference is? You know what? Wait, what is the text? Let me read it. Know the difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut?
What's that?
2 weeks. So, Jackson, you'll be fine 2 weeks from now. Don't worry about it.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks. Oh, good. So I just get to walk around looking dumb. It's 2 weeks, but it'll grow out in patches.
Yeah, you look great.
You know what? Next, we'll put steps in your eyebrows.
Oh, please don't.
Just one eyebrow.
Eyebrow steps.
Yeah,
you've got some thick eyebrows. They would recover very quickly.
You got some thick eyebrows.
You're good.
You're not touching these girls.
Let's play the birthday game.
Yeah.
Fine. All right, celebrity birthday game. We celebrate the celebrities whose birthdays are today. We play Price is Right rules, meaning that if you go over, you are out. Yesterday, Danny won, if I remember right.
I think
crushed
you're right.
It also, like almost every point. So, Danny, we're going to start with you as we say a very happy birthday to talk show host John Oliver.
Oh, I love John Oliver.
Jackson's big fan of Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. He got his start on The Daily Show. In fact, the way he got his job on HBO... Jon Stewart was out for 8 weeks filming a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was out for 8 weeks, John Oliver filled in. HBO saw him, said, man, he's got a such unique style that's different than Jon Stewart. Let's offer him a job.
Really? Oh, wow.
And that's how he got the gig. Yeah.
Interesting.
And he's so good. His show is excellent.
His parents were both educators. His uncle is a famous composer.
Huh.
And his name is John Oliver.
So he has good genes.
So he got a job in comedy and disappointed all of them.
Right? Tell me about it. Danny, how old is talk show host John Oliver?
I have no idea who John Oliver is.
What?
Community?
So going first is like hard because if you don't, I can't base it off.
But
of
you know what?
You guys.
Sometimes that's the
community?
Best.
No.
Danny, you would love Community.
Really?
That's very
TV show.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on Netflix.
It's
now.
On the list. Let's go with like 45.
45, Jackson.
That's actually not a bad guess at all, honestly.
Really?
I feel like he's older than he looks, but not a ton. I'm going to say 40.
40. Monroe.
46, Bob.
43, Jackson.
Yeah!
With
nice.
I got real nervous. It's like, oh, what if he's like 80?
Happy birthday to model Gigi Hadid.
Gigi. Oh,
sister
man.
Is
Bella Hadid.
Bella Hadid.
Also, she throws a mean elbow. Gigi Hadid.
Who did
Which
she
one
elbow?
Of them did?
You never saw that video?
No.
There was like a like someone, some fan walked up behind her and like tried to hug her or something. She gave him elbow to the face. It was great. It was fantastic.
Well, let me tell you, Gigi Hadid has made 35 appearances on international Vogue magazine covers.
Dang.
She dated Cody Simpson, which is Miley Cyrus's new boyfriend. She dated Joe Jonas. And she has been on and off again with Zayn.
In fact,
she is the actress in the Pillow Talk music video.
Oh, really?
Gigi Hadid.
I've never seen that video.
Oh, you got to watch it.
Ooh, interesting.
It's
man, you want to see some chemistry.
Yeah. You know what?
They
I might sketch that for Mr. Skin.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Gigi Hadid, how old is she, Jackson?
I know she's friends with Hailey Bieber, and they're probably around the same age. So I'm going to say she's 24.
24. Monroe.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I'll say...
Point of the game.
I'll say, I'm thinking 27.
27. Danny.
I'm going to say 26.
26. 25, Jackson, with the point. Monroe, happy birthday to friend of the show, Cal Penn. Cal Penn.
Harold and Kumar. Man, I will tell you, one of my top five comedy movies is Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo
Bay. Oh, my. Of course it
is.
Are
you kidding? Like, it's Have you ever been ice fishing? It's exhilarating.
Yeah, he plays Kumar out of the Harold and Kumar. He was also on the show House for years. Mm-hmm. He was in Van Wilder. He worked for the Obama administration.
Yeah.
And when he was on air with us, he once told us a very funny story about a grandma who offered him some of the devil's cabbage, if you will.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He gets offered a lot of those because of Harold and Kumar.
Yeah, and it was a very funny story when he was on with us. How old is Cal Penn Monroe?
I'm going to say he is 39.
39. Danny.
40.
40. Jackson.
He's probably older than he looks. I'm going to lowball it. 35.
43, Danny with
the point. Danny, that was my point. That was mine.
I'm sorry.
Two for Jackson, one for Danny, as we say happy birthday to George Lopez.
You still have his sitcom?
He does not. The George Lopez Show.
Yeah, it got canceled.
Produced by?
George Lopez.
Sandra Bullock.
Oh.
No way.
She realized there was not a
That's so random.
Family sitcom on TV.
Nice.
So she called her friend George Lopez and said, let's do one. And that's how the George Lopez Show came about.
Well,
that's
cool. That.
George
that's
Lopez awesome. Had a late night talk show that was doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
And then TBS was able to get Conan O'Brien after The Tonight Show. And they did to George Lopez what NBC did to Conan O'Brien.
Conan, right.
And they moved him to a later time. His show failed. Conan's show was able to be successful.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
I remember his show was very good.
It was really good, yeah. Beverly Hills Chihuahua, Shark Boy and Lava Girl, George Lopez. How old is he? Danny.
49.
Jackson.
61.
61. Monroe.
50.
59, Monroe.
No!
With the
points.
Anyone's game, final one. Happy birthday, John Cena!
John Cena!
He was a bodybuilder before joining the WWE. Did you know that he has granted more wishes for Make-A-Wish Foundation than any other celebrity?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's the people's champion.
I can see
he
him.
He is the people's
that.
Champion.
I know.
John Cena. Love him.
Also in Blockers.
Blockers is the greatest movie ever.
One of the
ever.
Best movies I've ever seen. Uh-huh. Don't watch it with your kids.
No.
Very funny, though.
How old is John Cena? Monroe.
No.
What? Jackson.
Oh. Good question. John Cena's 50. 50.
50. Monroe.
I don't know. I think you went over, man.
I think I did, too.
I think you went over. I'm going to say 45.
45. Danny.
Wait, I want to know. Did you guys see him in Trainwreck?
Yes, he's funny in Trainwreck,
so
too.
He's so good.
Oh, he's so great. Good in
yeah, he's so emotional.
Yeah.
And Sisters with Amy Poehler
yes.
and Tina Fey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What did you say, Monroe?
45.
Let's go 46.
Danny!
43, you all went over.
Oh.
No point. Jackson wins the game!
I needed a win, man.
That's a new one from Demi Lovato. It's called I Love Me. It's so good.
Okay, watch the video.
Yeah.
Really?
The video's so good.
Oh, man, it's
about, like, her whole career.
Yeah,
and,
she throws Joe Jonas in there.
Yeah.
Like, under the bus kind of in there?
No, they're just, like, passing by. Like, you kind of have to look for
like
them.
Like, they're too cool for her.
You know, Monroe told me I should watch the music video. I wasn't going to, but now that producer Danny told me to, I feel like it's something
on.
I'll definitely
I have great recommendation.
Well.
Just because I told you to watch Thor on mute.
Gross.
Do you know how many times I've almost purchased Doolittle?
Oh, man.
Will you just do it?
You're
John.
Gonna regret it, man.
I know.
You're gonna pay $20.
I will give you my credit card number. I will give you my credit. Will you just please watch
you
it
You can
for
just
me?
Gift it to him on Amazon.
Do you want, like, another hit? Is that what you want to see?
I just want to see if someone else.
I know. I understand what you're saying.
Just send it for his birthday or something.
In July.
I can't wait that long.
Steel day.
All right, Monroe. Give us a pocket full of sunshine.
Well, I think this is a pocket full of sunshine because this is something I can actually get behind. So every time we go to the store and we see that little black circular rack that's full of Beanie Boos.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a nightmare. I'm trying to, like, make it so the kids can't see it. Like, oh, no. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Don't see it. Look over there.
Yeah.
Look at the ham.
Look at
those
lamb
shanks. Mm-hmm. Kids, those
My
are great.
Kids are obsessed with Beanie Boos. They're not, and I used to call them Beanie Babies. But they're not.
They're not Beanie. They're Beanie Boos.
But they're from the same company.
They just have big eyes.
TY.
They have the little TY tag.
Yeah.
Because it's useless without the TY tag.
I don't know. Tell me. I don't know how this company manages to do it, but every generation they have made like kid crack.
Yes.
Right? They just need it all the time. Well, this one is actually going towards a great cause.
Oh, kid crack for a great cause. Let's do it.
That's right. It's a new Beanie Boo, a bear named Hope. It only costs $5, and all of the profits are going to United Way's COVID-19 relief fund. Yeah, and it's Hope is praying. So she's on her knees, and she's praying, and it's $5. And it goes towards a great cause.
I like that.
So finally, I can be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you can have that one.
TY, you know why it's called TY? Do you guys remember? It was an amazing fact of the day.
Too much info?
It was because the guy who created its name was Ty.
To you.
It's actually just Ty. That's all it is. Yeah.
T-Y.
It's way more simple.
To you.
Monroe, what are you feeling for the Monroe Makes a Smile song?
Listen, I'm going to throw this out there, okay? But it's our happy song. Like, my whole family, we love the song.
Okay.
And it's what we put on when we,
when you have a blue day?
Yeah. Uh-huh. To make us all happy. Every road trip. And I don't even know the guy's name.
Sure. Okay, great.
But
I'll be able to find it.
He plays the ukulele, and he sings Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yeah, it's Is.
Oh, Is.
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 Is. I don't know why that's hard for me to remember.
Is.
What's his last name?
His last name.
Honolukulele.
Pretty close.
I don't know.
You nailed it. Yeah.
If I had just said it, though, you would have been like, yeah, absolutely.
I know. Do we have it?
I have it.
Oh, yeah?
That's a happy song.
Are we okay with it?
Yeah, it's a really good song.
Are you serious? I love that song.
Well, I mean, it's not really like a mix song.
Okay.
But it's a happy song.
John, is it called the Mix Happy Song of the Day, or is it called Monroe's Happy Song of the Day? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's called Monroe's. Actually called that?
It's called Somewhere Over the Rainbow / What a Wonderful.
No. Are we calling because we still haven't named this subject.
It's Monroe's Happy Song.
Make Me Smile song or Happy Song?
Make Me Smile.
It changes every day.
It's different every day.
Here you go. Jackson is looking for wigs.
I just had a fantastic idea.
Go ahead, Monroe.
He's worried about how he's going to fix it.
Yeah.
So he's looking for wigs. But what if while we're there, okay, while we're in this boat, all I'm saying is I've always wanted to try to give someone a bowl cut.
No.
A legit bowl cut.
Oh, no.
Put the
bowl
over his head.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Jackson.
I love that idea.
I've always wanted to just try it.
Oh, then you should do it to yourself.
Do you know what? I always wanted to try a Flowbee, and today I got... Dreams
I know.
Do come true.
Yeah, you've
dreams
let John
do come true.
I didn't let him do anything.
A bowl cut.
I was peer pressured into it.
RoboCut is actually what we use, but I'm okay with it. Oh. I know. It's not
the
exactly what I wanted.
The dog grooming tool. The home dog grooming tool.
If you miss Jackson's haircut by robot, it's up on Instagram. Mix1051 Utah is where you want to go. Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yes.
Abraham Lincoln. Mm-hmm. We're all familiar with who he is.
Sure. Good old Abe.
Okay.
Honest Abe.
Honest Abe. Do you know he was supposed to be part of the Donner Party that
no
went to California on the Oregon Trail?
Was he really?
But the last minute, he decided to stay in Illinois because he had just had a child. And, you know, his political career was kind of going on. He's like, maybe I'll stay here. And, you know, you guys go ahead. Have a good trip. Call me when you get there. And if you haven't heard the story.
That's the worst. That's a horrific story.
Yeah, the Donner Party famously got stuck in the Sierra Nevada mountains, and they turned into cannibalism is what they did to try to survive. Yep. So that's the Donner Party story.
Terrifying.
Abraham Lincoln.
I had no idea.
Me neither.
That is an amazing fact.
Isn't it?
Yep.
All right, Jackson, final thoughts as we head on out.
Yeah, if there's a barber out there who wants to just privately FaceTime me when John's not in the room, so that we can talk about this. And a therapist, honestly. And a bartender.
A combo team. Of the three.
Yeah. I need a team to put to help me get through this haircut trauma.
Zoom call it with all of them.
So my wife complains that I don't buy her flowers.
Okay.
To be honest, I didn't know she sold flowers.
Ah.
All right.
Buy her flowers.
I'll allow it. All right.
Tom, you want to sign up for that deal?
What do you got? Jackson, who won today for choosing
you did.
News?
You did.
Oh.
You literally won.
I have mine.
All right, what do you got, Monroe?
So, according to this new survey of 2,000 Americans, they asked the question, when are you officially old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is the age that you're officially old? Never. I know.
No, you're young at heart.
Listen, you're young and you're saying that, right?
I don't wait till your body starts 70? Breaking down.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah. Man, you're trying to buy yourself some time there, John.
I think in this day and age, I don't know, I look at more and more people in their 60s and who are like doing way better than I am with technology and being fit and healthy.
Sure. I guess that's the thing. Like, what do you consider old?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just think that it's once you hit a certain point, you're old. Because here's the thing. You could be like the healthiest 30-year-old in the world, but you're still going to have sciatica acting up or whatever. Like, it starts to...
Hey.
It's like your body just starts to break down. It's just how it is.
Young people suffer from sciatica, too.
That was literally my point. Like,
what is the age they're saying?
57.
What?
Oh, I'd say younger than that.
No.
I don't think so. I really don't.
I actually think it's much younger than that.
Old, then? Like, what makes a person old?
Yeah, I think when you can't mentally and physically do as much, you become old. You're not as active.
Well, they asked that question.
Okay.
Okay, the 10 most common things that people, you know, talk about as considered being old. So number 10 is losing your independence. If you lose your independence, you're elderly. Like, you're past old, right? Mm-hmm.
It's a sad point. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're elderly. Number 9 is financial security.
Okay.
Oh, must be nice.
Uh-huh. Being seen as old?
Yeah, but that starts depending on the person.
Oh, yeah.
Danny thinks I'm ancient. So, like, there's no, like... Well, how dare you?
I've never seen someone in their 30s type the way that you type. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, you're on the computer with, like, your two fingers.
It's six fingers.
It's six fingers total.
Yeah,
three on each hand.
Four, his index and his middle to type, and then either thumb to hit the space bar. That's how he types.
Oh,
it
no.
is ridiculous. Uh-huh.
I gotta be honest, I never thought the computer craze was gonna take off the way it was.
Because you're old! That's my definition. That's why I'm saying it's younger than that. If that's what makes someone old.
What else?
Age spots.
Oh.
Not being able to take care of themselves. That goes with losing their independence. Mm. Hair loss.
Oh, man, I was old at 22.
Man.
You know what? I'm already going gray. So
gray hair is number 4. Oh, I'm fighting the good fight, man.
I'd rather
every
be
time
gray
I
than
do
bald.
My hair.
Me too. I always wanted to be
nice.
Gray. I wanted to be
salt and pepper.
I did.
Me too, man. But I'll lose my hair before I get that chance.
Me too.
You can do that with your beard, salt and pepper beard.
It's not as good, though.
But you take what you can get, okay?
I don't want it.
And you're happy with it.
I don't want it.
Wow. weight gain, number 3. Number 2 is wrinkles, and number 1 is overall health. Overall health, I feel like, is the one for me. Like, my body just, like, my kids, they can, you know, tumble down a hill.
Uh-huh.
You know how they roll down hills? If I tried to do that at my age, I would break something.
This year when I was boarding was the first year I said, hey, man, maybe you shouldn't be going off those jumps.
Yeah, because you know what? I'm going to be down for, like, 8 weeks.
It's going to hurt a lot more than it used to.
Oh, yeah, but being old is so above 57. No, it's like 70.
I think you're old.
You're not acting old at all now, are you?
Nope.
When you can't get, like, out of a chair and it, like, hurts your back or something.
Well,
like,
hurting people's feelings, Danny.
Yeah. Also,
because I don't know that I've gotten out of a chair without making noise in a while.
Dude. When I was pregnant, it just came with it. It was like, I don't have any strength left, so I just kind of, it helps.
Ongoing battle between Jed and I, because she'll always be like, well, we're old. And I'm like, we're not old.
We are, though, man.
We're in our 30s.
It's That's a mindset.
Yeah, but you're on the downhill of your 30s. You're on the other side of the hump, bud.
Dare you.
Pushing 40.
40's getting closer and closer.
Jackson, what do you got?
My story comes to us from Woodbridge, Virginia. Fire department and police got a dispatch call from an 18-year-old woman. Now, she was playing hide-and-seek with a couple of her younger relatives. You know, you do whatever you can to entertain the kids.
Absolutely.
After a few rounds of hide-and-seek, Amari figured out the best hiding place. She's like, they're never going to find me in here. They're never even going to think to look at it. The washing machine. So she climbs on in to the washing machine, which, by the way, don't do. I have heard nothing but horror stories of people with their kids that snuck into the dryer and they didn't see them, or their cat that snuck into the dryer and they just started it.
There's a famous Punky Brewster episode about something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's awful. Mm-hmm. So that's why there are no dryer doors left open with cats in the house.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
We don't even have a dryer, but the roommate has already informed me.
When it happens.
Yeah. So she got into that washer, but by the time they found her, she got stuck.
Oh,
and she
gosh.
Got so stuck. And they couldn't get her out. 18-year-old. So the fire department ended up having to come to the house and remove the top of the machine so that they could dig in there and get her out. The videos are the funniest things I've ever seen. So on Instagram, if you want to see the videos, which are just top notch, Mikoa, I'm not going to try to pronounce that last name.
Sure.
S-A-M-I-G-E-I-S-H-A. Samgisha.
Yes.
Samgisha.
Okay, yeah.
You'll be able to see the videos of her trying to get out. But the whole time, the fire department's just like, I don't know how we're going to do this. And they're all laughing, and her whole family's laughing, and she's just stuck in the dryer. She's stuck in the washer. Wait for someone to let her out.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
How it's awesome is that?
It's great.
That's not awesome.
I think it's hilarious.
I do, too.
I think it's because you know what? Those firefighters got a good laugh that day, and everyone's okay. So it's fine, right?
Everyone, yeah. She got out. She's safe. So it's fine now.
Yes.
I think it would have been funny then, too. I'm not a wait for the appropriate moment kind of guy.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you don't mind, rate, review, subscribe. That helps us completely. And then we'll have a Saturday morning serial coming up soon. Are we doing more like a historical one again? Or are you going back to like true crime?
Yeah, it's got a touch of murder in it, but it's a more...
A touch of murder.
It's also kind of like a little bit of murder, a little bit of history, and a little bit of stupid criminals.
Oh.
Ooh, I love it.
It's a good combo, man.
Awesome. Bye-bye.